You're live.
You're listening to Akira, the Don, artist, DJ, wave lord, and architect of the Meaning Wave universe.
I'm going to Mars!
Facts.
I'm going to space!
Whoa! Hoorah! Bienvenidos, gang. What's cracking, baby? How you doing? It's the Meaning Wave Live Super Request Show. Here we go. Ooh. Welcome, one and all, to the Meaning Wave Live Super Request Show. Super chat your request and get that thing played by your friendly neighborhood wave lord. This will be the only stream this week. Enjoy. Smash on delay. Group text. Text the group chat. Call your mom. We here. What's up? So, formerly known as Hercules Goes to Mars, it's still known in the instrumental form, which is what this is. This is the Meaning Wave Live Super Request Show. Super chat your request to get it played. Hit the like with some kind of wrench implement so that they send out maybe six of our notifications. Ooh, forgot about that. Wow, listen to that. So this is like old ass Akira the Dungeon. Because I used to have those arpeggios running all over the place. Ridiculous. Yo. This will be possibly the only stream this week. Certainly, maybe, I don't know. I don't know when I'm back. Because I have to go to, well, I am going to, I choose to, I am glad to go to Estados Unidos this week to go to Dallas, Texas and visit Blaze TV and go on Normal World. So I'm going to be doing that. Tomorrow I'm going to be on Chrissy Mayer's show. I'm not sure if it's live or not. I think she's usually live. Whenever I see her, she's live. So I'm assuming it's live. So that will be happening tomorrow for your daily dose at dawn. There was a war. Someone on the television said there was a war. Someone on the television said there was a war. Yeah. And then Thursday, I'll be in some form of transit. If the gods are, you know, if the gods decree, we'll be here on Friday. I don't know exactly yet. We're working on that. I'm going to have something very cool for you on Friday, though. Aside from the fact that Better Than Justice hits digital streaming platforms on Friday, so you'll finally be able to have that in your, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever playlist. There'll be something else for you. God willing. God willing. What up, Emily? Normal World is one of my favorite shows on YouTube. Well, it's going to be extra fly on Wednesday because it will have your friendly neighborhood dumb. Two worlds colliding. Chris says, good to see the meaning stream today. Have a good trip. Hey, thanks. New Barbecue says, no Friday party set. Yeah, I will if I'm back. What's that noise? Yeah, but yeah, anyway, I don't have the full itinerary locked in yet. So I'm warning y'all. Don't be turning up here getting all annoyed at me for not being here. And, you know, to be informed of things, you should follow me on X. You should join the Discord. You should join the mailing list at meaningwave.com, and we're going to let you know about things. So you will know about them things. Shout out to everybody locked in. Johnny Boy, so no more. Says Alex Cooper, so did Dirk from Texas. Cooper, Shecky 18, that's right. This was on a song from I think it was on a mixtape that I did probably around circa 2006, 2007. I think it was going to be on my second album, but then it wasn't. I don't know why, because it was good. I sampled Alex Cooper on one of my first singles, which was called Clones, if you haven't heard that. What happened there? You know, you might like that. One of my dad's favorite records, and he loves Alice Cooper, and he's critical. He loves my sampling version of Clones. Shout out to the old man. All right. Oh, it just finished like that. It does just finish like that. Incredible. All right. Well, we're going in, baby. Super Request Show. Let's get it. This one's for JT the Lionheart.
Treasure. Freeze the treasure. always to be found.
Always to be found.
Release one of the
for Jay-Z, the Lionheart, said Dragon. And this one's for Walking Mall Poets. It says, have an amazing and safe trip. I vow to love myself.
You know, it's funny. I never used to think about the fact about loving myself. I just wasn't that guy.
The thing about loving myself came when I hit rock bottom. And I really had bottom, and it was a desperate attempt to save myself. I really fundamentally believe in the power of commitment and making commitments to yourself. You gotta keep them. And in this desperate moment, I made this vow to myself. I was at bottom. My company had fallen apart. I lost everything. I was really sick. I was miserable. I was depressed. One morning or one night, it was dark. And I just got in my bed, and I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. Do this anymore. I'm either gonna get out of this or die trying. And I walked over to my journal, grabbed my pen, and I wrote. I knew I had to make a vow to myself to get out of this. I didn't know what. And I just sat down and I wrote. It was freehand.
I vowed to love myself. I vow 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 to love myself.
Where that came from, I had no idea. I still don't. It was a pure primal vow. It came from like a deep place of literally I was trying to save myself. When I realized that, what I'd done, I was like, okay, I don't know how to do that. I gotta figure out because I made a commitment to myself. And a vow to yourself is a sacred act. You do that, you keep it, and life will change. And I had to figure out how to do it. I knew I had to work on my internal self. It wasn't about taking bubble baths. It's an internal thing. It's a mindset. It's a belief. It's a rock solid belief where your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions rise from. If they rise from there, then your life rises from there.
I vow to love myself. 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 I vow to love myself.
We're human beings, and fundamentally, we're stuck with the human mind. This monkey brain that runs around on this untamed horse,
right?
The details differ. Core is the same. And fundamentally, it's fear and love. I had a literal near-death experience, and that's what I experienced. The only things that came up were fear and love, fear and love. And those are the primary motivators. Fear and love, fear and love. Fear and love. Fear and love. You can't fight fear. You can't fight darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. So what you do is you work on the light. You bring the light in. And that takes away the darkness. And so that's something I actually really learned trying to save myself. If I worked on the light, it would take care of the rest. And that's love. And that's love.
I vow to love myself. 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 I vow to love myself.
What?
I vow to love myself.
Welcome up, Pat. This one's for you. So grateful for your creations, ACD. Thank you for this song and all of the others. Thank you for being here, you beautiful man. But... I just realized we have no moderation. Where is Jason? This means that the notifications haven't been sent out as well, doesn't it? Could someone tweet this so I can retweet it? Por favor. Maybe post it on other places as well. Shit, it's not in the Discord now, is it? Ah, dear.
I vow to love myself. I vow to love myself. I vow to love myself. I vow to love myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Chinchilla and Manila, what's up? This one's for you.
Humane people admit that they're rascals. That's, you see, on the side of the not respectable, the selfish. But so also, all humane people should admit that they're jokers, that they're playing games and playing tricks, that I am doing it on you. I am most ready to admit this. I hoaxed you all into coming here to tell you what. It was a trap, you see. But I'm going to make it an entertaining trap.
so that he won't feel so badly about it. Now, this is philosophy, but I think philosophy is like music. You go to a concert and you listen to somebody play Bach or Mozart or Beethoven. And what's all that about? And what's all that about? You know, it isn't about anything except... As I conceive my work as a philosopher, I'm simply pointing out that existence is the same kind of a thing as a Bach invention. It's going this way and that way, and hills and water is going all out there, and the fish are going around in it and breeding, and the ducks are... And that's the same thing as dee 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 dee. Admit that's what it's all about. You have a little problem. Because there's not only the threat that it really might be serious and that you shouldn't be laughing about it, but there's also a kind of opposite. Then are you saying it's merely just fiddling around? See? I mean, you're saying it's only a game? Is that all there is to it? Well, what do you think? You see, this again is a question that everybody has to think things through. What did you want? Didn't you want a game? Did you want it to be serious in the end? I mean, think about the question. What kind of a thing would you like God to be? What would you like to do for eternity?
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Apologies for disappearing there. I had to send out notifications and all that type of stuff. I've been abandoned by my support staff. So we shall pray for them because something terrible must have happened, like the electricity stopped working. Happens to the best of us and the worst. The best and the worst, Chinchilla and Manila, could be so much worse.
It does seem to me that anyone who lives in the West, in the Western culture, this time in history, and in this place, and who isn't simultaneously grateful for that, is half blind.
At least!
At least.
At least!
Because it's never been better than this. And it could be so much worse.
Much worse.
It's never been better than this. And it could be so much worse.
Much worse.
It's never been better than this. And it could be so much worse.
Much worse.
So much worse. So much
worse.
There was a paper published in Nature not so
long ago, stating, for example, that an area twice the size of the U.S. has greened in the last 15 years. There's more forests in the Northern Hemisphere than there were 100 years ago, and more forests in India and China than there were 30 years ago. And then this has gone along with it. The improved standard of living. The child mortality rate in Africa is now the same as it was in Europe in 1952, which is a statistic that I just regard as absolutely miraculous. The rate of poverty is diminishing at an amazing rate, right? Between 2000 and 2012, we have poverty.
It's never been better than this. And it could be so much worse.
Capitalist. It seems to me to be a far more intractable problem than that. Second, it's clear that the poor are getting richer despite the fact of inequality. And third, and this is hard on the environmentalists, I think, is that it turns out that if you get people's income up to about $5,000 a year in terms of gross domestic product, they actually start to care about the environment, which I suppose because they're not worried about dying instantly that day or that week. And so we seem to be in this perverse situation for a pessimist where we can make people wealthy and we can make the world a better place simultaneously.
It's never been better than this.
Come on.
And it could be so much worse.
So much.
It's never been better than this.
Uh-huh.
And it could be so much worse.
So much worse.
It's never been better than this. So much worse. So much worse. So much worse. And it's highly likely that it will be so much worse. Because for most of human history, so much worse is the norm.
Make some noise, Miniwave. It's on the zoo.
It really could be so much worse. It's very true. Very true. I had a dream last night. I remember now. I'd forgotten I had this dream.
So much worse is the norm.
And that was the dream. Oh, boy. It was, everything was so much worse. It was one of them ones I've told you before about the time I had a dream that was many, 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 many years long. And society collapsed and I led a band of survivors. And I, like, had a family and a child and all sorts. I woke up and I was like, wait, what the fuck? Where's my son? What? Very strange. Anyway, how about last night? It wasn't as long. It was quite long. I'm remembering now. I'd completely forgotten. It all started at the gym. One of the instructors in the gym came and informed me that shit had just got real and we were going to have to act accordingly. How? Well, you know. And you go, alright. Alright, that's that then. And you go, okay, cool, let's get on with it. You have a little moment of, ah, fuck. That was it then. That was that little... I said it so many times. What a miracle blink of an eye at this moment in civilization is we just happen to be in it. It's like you have flies, you know, a fly, one of those, you know, those bugs that live for like 3 hours and they're born in the middle of a thunderstorm and they just think that's the world. They think that's it. We happen to be born in this moment of hitherto unimaginable luxury. Well, that's normal. Oops! Society collapse. Oops, shit, that was that then. Oh, fuck, I should have watched more movies. So much worse.
for chinchilla and manila. This next one goes out to Brother Sway. Brother Sway, what's up? How you doing?
When a revolution happens, they take over the radio stations because they want to get right into the thoughts of the people. Think it's going into your brain. It's words. You ever heard of Kira the Dawn?
Just press play.
Rome wasn't built Rome.
In a day.
But we all know that. Everyone here hears that. But Rome also didn't fall apart overnight.
Neither.
It took hundreds of years for Rome to reach its peak, but it also took time, hundreds of years, for Rome to decay and fall apart. And that is representative of life. You don't achieve worthwhile goals quickly or easily.
They take time.
They take struggle. They take relentless pursuit day in and day out. That's what it takes.
That's right.
I say, you gotta pay attention. You have to watch every single second. Every single second.
Because
every second counts.
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 Also, don't usually fall apart quickly either.
What up?
Slow process. Slip here. A little setback over there. A little wearing down of discipline and will over time. So that's the thing. Success and failure are generally slow processes. Either slowly building things up or gradually. I said, you've got to pay attention. You have to watch every single second. Every single second, because every second counts. Every second counts. Every second counts.
Every second counts.
Every second counts.
Every second counts.
Every second counts.
Every second counts.
Because those seconds, they turn into minutes. And minutes turn into hours.
Woo!
Hours, turned days, and days.
Yeah.
Years. That second that just went by. That counted. And so did that second. And so did that one. And in those precious seconds, you were either building or you were decaying. You were either gaining ground or you were losing ground. In that second. You've got to pay attention. You have to watch every single second. Every single second. Because every second counts.
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 This one's for Sway.
Every second counts. You might have heard, maybe a week or two ago, a little while ago, someone was asking me what I thought about the new Kanye. And we were talking about that, and I mentioned that Carnival joint, someone asked me about Carnival. And I said that I really liked the production on it. And it was kind of crazy because I was doing something similar with crowd sounds at that moment. And it's funny because when I heard it, I was like, oh, that's super dope. You know what I think I say to you about the beauty or the glory or whatever it is you see in others that you like, that's in you as well. I'd forgotten I made this just like very recently, which is full of crowd
sounds and big chanting thing in the chorus, and I have lots of other songs to do. So it would therefore make sense that I would see the Kanye record and go, oh, that's cool. This is cool. Shout out to Chinchilla Manila, just dropped a sub. G. Shout out to Chad Comstock, just dropped 5 subs. Like a Chad. So that should be a crowd sound.
Make every second count.
I'm like, oh man, Kanye. What a great idea, Kanye. That which you admire in others is in you also. Brett Mendenstein says, always a good day in the MAZ. Received a special package of all my signed COAs from the JBP campaign today, so thank you, Kira Mamadan. Oh! Amazing. I love it. Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm very glad you have those. Because they are yours. What up, Amanda?
Now, this is a very strange thing, you see, that it is partly true.
Amanda dances out in Kansas. This is you.
So far as its biological aspect is concerned, is this weird system that lives by everybody eating everybody else. Only what we do to maintain what is called order and civilization is that various species make agreement that they won't eat each other. They'll cooperate, and so be an enormous gang which can beat down the others. So the human being is the most successful so far of this gangster arrangement. We are the most predatory monsters on Earth, and we have cooperated to assault the fish and the vegetables and the chickens and the cows and everything, you see? Only we do it by not letting our left hand know what our right hand doeth. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, unless gentlemen happen to be prone to going hunting as a sport, they don't see their food killed. They don't see the slaughterhouse. And so what you get in the butcher, in the market, the steak, you know, is a thing in its own right. It has nothing to do with a cow. Steak is a thing shaped us and so, and it looks as if it might be like a banana or something like that, you know. And nobody worries. And when a fish is served up, it does indeed look like a fish, but it's not the squiggly, squirmy fish that comes out on the end of the fisherman's line. You know, when you really fish, you realize that the fish doesn't like it very much. But this gangster arrangement. We are the most predatory monsters on Earth. So let me repeat. So let me repeat. Of this gangster arrangement. Hey.
Speaking of gangsters, what up, Venice Beach Dub Club?
Predatory monsters on Earth. So let me repeat. So let me repeat. Of this gangster arrangement. There is that absolutely extraordinary side of things that is really terrifying. And so let me repeat. The illustration I used of the cross in the net, where one side of it is the cut and eat, teeth that chew and get this thing in, and the opening side of it is like James Joyce's Ulysses, the girl who says yes, and I said yes, yes, yes. She wants to be absolutely ravaged by her man, see? So it's open, open, open. But now comes the, if we take the dark view of things, the horrible view. Excuse me if I go into some rather grisly details, but have you ever heard of a vagina dentata? That is the idea that in the sexual organ of the woman there are teeth. And a lot of men have this fantasy, and so are rendered impotent. They don't make love. Because they feel that the price of this blessed experience, this creative experience, loving experience, is you're going to get trapped. You're going to get emasculated. You're going to lose your precious member of this gangster arrangement. We are the most predatory monsters on earth. So let me repeat. So let me repeat of this gangster arrangement. Of this gangster arrangement. We are the most predatory monsters on earth. So let me repeat. So let me repeat of this gangster arrangement. And, this is a very ancient fantasy. It appears throughout all known history. Because this is simply the woman's come on. Where she attracts, but she's out really to get you. She is basically a spider mother. See? Who is selfish and doesn't really love you. Not really. But says she does. And of course, there are on the other side all the tricks of the men. Go without mention.
Have you made your ancestor's sacrifice worthwhile today?
Whoa, whoa!
That was for Amanda Dances out in Kansas.
A hero.
Nice choice. Gangster arrangement with Alan Watts.
It's for the heroes.
This one for the homie members. Time! Be the hero!
You have to be the hero.
Yeah!
Of your own story. And you can do that.
You can do that.
You have to be the hero of your own story.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can do that.
90% of it is just showing up. Get there and start working. Like, you're not going to feel perfect every day. Gotta be those days you push through. This is what I want you to do. Write down what you would like to fix about your life. If you're 30 pounds overweight, you want to lose 30 pounds? Do it the right way. Write down what you eat. Exercise every day. Force yourself to do it.
Force yourself.
The brain is the general, the troops are the body, and you get up and you do it. And then you get to write it down.
You know, you're doing what you gotta do to get by, but ultimately you're not respecting yourself. I think we all have a certain amount of appreciation and respect for hero figures. We all look at the guy who never lies, always does the right thing, and fucking helps everybody out, and that's
the John Wayne character.
You know, that's the ultimate hero. The ultimate hero.
You have to be the hero of your own story. And you can do that. You have to be the hero of your own story. And you can do that.
And when you look at your own life, you don't stack up. You're a thief. You stole money from your wife's purse. And you don't want to smoke cigarettes, but you fucking have to. You can't deal with the stress of smoke. You devalue yourself. You start devaluing yourself. You look at yourself and you realize that if you were judging yourself, you would judge yourself for faith. You can't pretend you're the hero of your story. Hero of your story.
Most people get stuck in these patterns, find themselves in the person who doesn't follow through on their ideas. When I start things and I quit. No, you don't. No, you have started things and you quit. And it gives you a horrible sense of regret that's made you define yourself by that. You're not who you were a year ago. You're not who you were 5 years ago. You're not who you were last week. So you've got to regulate how much you dwell on the past. You really got to be careful.
Hero of your own story that at 40 years of age stopped, got out of bed, and said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. And I'm gonna get myself in shape, and I'm gonna eat healthy. And I'm gonna do this.
because this is me now. This is me now. I decide that this is me. And people have to realize that you are not your past. You are not all the times you fucked up, but not all the times you were drunk. That's not you. That's not you. You are the person who's learned from a great deal of experience. This is a battle that you will fight for the rest of your life. But the key is to fight it, not to give in. Don't give in to that resistance. Fight that resistance. And in doing so, every day you do so, you have won the battle for that day. And you will continue to fight that battle.
You have to be the hero of your own story. And you can do that. You have to be the hero of your own story. And you can do that. You have to be the hero of your own story. And you can do that. You have to be the hero of your own story. And you can do that.
You can do that. Whoa. 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 Whoa.
Providing you benefits, providing you a healthy work environment. Why? Well, because they want people to work for them. They don't want people to realize their own dreams and escape. They want to set it up so that you stick around. Stick around in some sort of an unsatisfying world. It's up to you to see that video game problem, to see that issue as it comes up on the map, and calculate your future.
Be a hero. Be the hero that chosen by our homie Members Time. Big up Members Time. We appreciate you. We're proud of you, homie. Being the hero of your own story. Shout out to all the wave riders out there being the heroes of their own story. We proud of you too. Yes, we are. Meaning Stream is brought to you by MeaningWave.com.
MeaningWave.com. Because happiness is a side effect of meaning.
Yeah, you hear that? You hear that? What that man said? That man said the truth right there. That was true. Now, I think where we are. I think this will be the right one. Yes, yes, yes. MeaningWave.com. Happiness is a side effect of meaning. There you go. Head on over to MeaningWave.com for your MeaningWave fix. Read lyrics, get weaponry? Weaponry of righteousness. Apparel. All that. Read blogs. Oh my goodness, I didn't do this week in MeaningWave. Oh, I've been very busy. Also, you can just click here and that will handily take you over to the Indiegogo. We have an Indiegogo right now. We're raising funds for Meditations to the second Akira the Don transmutation of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations into handy song format. This book is, of course, obviously one of those rare books that has survived thousands of years and remains relevant. And Akira the Don has helpfully turned it into epic bangers so you can easier and better infuse the wisdom into your very being. Because until you integrate it, it's not wisdom, it's just some shit you heard on a podcast or saw in a book and then forgot. You've got to integrate that, which means you have to be bring it into your life and actively utilize it. And one way of being able to do that is via the psychotechnology that some people have come to know as
Meaning Wave.
Exactly, yeah, it feels like it works. Some people, lots of people, write to me every day telling me how Meaning Wave has changed their life, saved their life, improved their life, and generally made things pretty, pretty wavy and cheeto. So, with this campaign, we're aiming at raising funds to promote this record, make music videos that are really amazing for this record, take those to the people, so the people that need it, that have not heard it, that don't know it exists, that should know it exists, and lives will be improved by it existing, by Joe. So we're doing that right now. We're currently at 72% of our initial goal, which will pay for the funding of the thing and the CDs and the masks and all that stuff, because you can get CDs and masks on this campaign. Oh my goodness, yes you can. Once we hit our initial goal, we will play a song from Meditations Volume 2. We shall unveil that second single. First single hits DSPs this Friday. Oh my gosh. And yeah, and then we can get to talking about stretch goals, including a meetup and maybe live show type situation. Would anybody like that to happen? I think so. Andrew Pullman says, don't just listen. Do. Exactly. Do. And what I would like you to do is open up another browser, tab, go meaningwave.com, click the thing, head on over here and back this campaign. We have 57 backers thus far, and I'm very excited to turn that into 57,000. And it starts with you. Starts with you, and it starts right now. So if you, if Meaning Wave, you know, helps you in your life, consider checking out this campaign and backing it today. Meaningwave.com. Let me play that again. That guy's got righteous wisdom in his entire visage. Come here, mister.
Meaningwave.com. Because happiness is a side effect of meaning.
That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Man like Matthew Felty says, safe travels this week. Clouds and dirt, please. I got you, baby.
Muchísimo gracias. It's the season of the clouds with dirt, meaning I don't spend any time on the things that don't matter, and what doesn't matter is basically everything in between the overall vision and strategy and the real knowledge of it.
Clouds, the clouds are the high-end philosophy and beliefs that are at the heart of everything I am personally and everything I do professionally. Personally, it's really simple. Family first. Professionally, it's not that much different. 90% of what we deal with doesn't matter. If you religiously follow just a few core philosophies that mean most to you, everything else will naturally fall into place.
Dirt.
Being an actual practice, it's the hard work. Being a good spouse, parent, son, sibling, and friend. Professionally, it's knowing my craft. I'm super not interested in being fancy. I'm willing to work. I'm never going to forget what I'm about. Both edges. Raise the bar
crowd. I love the crowd.
Chaos and order, right?
It's another way of thinking about
that whole situation. You want to be 1 foot in chaos, 1 in order. That's where the zone is. Right? Competence and the potential for utter collapse.
Whatever I want. To make the shows I want anywhere I want.
That last one from Matthew Fetty.
In any style I want. At first, I don't know any other way.
This one's for Chinchilla
Manila. Oh, I won't have it any other way.
Man like Anthony.
Life is good.
Life is good, baby.
Why settle for less?
At any moment, you know, venal, petty, cruel, arbitrary. And it's true that all of those things exist in this world, but I meet mostly pretty nice people doing the best they can, often under very, very difficult conditions. I met a lot of very nice people who've done very, very bad things that conflict with my deeply held conceptions of justice or sexual equality or acceptable practice or religious views. A lot of gray areas in travel. But I think that on balance, the world is filled with people doing the best they can, you know?
The best they can.
Best they can, you know?
The best they can.
Be humble. Be grateful. 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 Be humble. Be grateful.
I've been fired many times in my cooking career. I was not a good chef. I had a lot of problems at various points in my career with narcotics. You know, I accepted failure as a chef because I was at various times a bad chef.
Or even a bad person.
These days, if I fail, it's because I tried to do something and did not succeed. Or I just was not able to do what I hoped to do or wanted to do. But I would much rather that. I would much rather fail gloriously than not try or not interested in telling stories with competence. We can tell them with some style and originality. And some creativity.
Meaning Wave, because music is everything.
Kira the Dawn and Nancy Bedane there. That one was for Chinchilla and Manila. Be humble. saw something in the chat about checking the campaign. It's Jason Eva. Welcome to the show, Jason Eva. Glad you're alive. I've been advised to check the campaign. Let's check the campaign. So yes, we have a campaign going on. This is our Meditations 2 Volume 2 campaign. We're crowdfunding to raise funds to promote this record, make amazing videos for it, travel to the USA and promote it. All that. We had 57 backers a minute ago. We're on 72%. We are now... Oh, yo, look at that. We're on 58 backers. And shifted a whopping whatever that was. Up to 76%. What? Arts of Glory. Was that Members Time? Members Time, what did you get? What was your perk? What perk did Members Time get? I wonder what perk Members Time got. Who knows? I guess you might tell us in the chat. Did you get the signed CDs and stickers? Did you get the support? It wasn't the support. Did you get the mask? Was that you that got the mask? Who knows? Either way, shouts out to you, backer number 58. What a legend.
Broadcasting live from the peak of recorded human civilization. You're listening to Akira the Don.
That's right. And if you want to be really cool, like Members Time, open up a tab. Hit gominiwave.com and click through to the Indiegogo. Back this campaign today. Let's get it. We're close to unveiling a new song. You're going to love it because it's amazing. You're going to love the whole album. It's amazing. I listened to it. Did I tell you? I couldn't sleep the other night and I ended up just listening to the album until like 5 in the morning. It's like, wow, this is amazing. This is an amazing album. You're going to love it. Feels like it works. Mike Cam wanted to make this one happen.
Long last, the user interface for reality. Some of these things you're going to say, hey, I've heard about those.
Hey!
First, you must accept the frame, at least as a filter.
Chinchilla Manila, that's the name of the album. What's the song?
Reality, and that you can manipulate it. You should accept that systems work better than goals. Telling me every day that they implemented
systems are better than
and changed their life.
Systems are better than goals.
Yeah. This is one of the biggest buttons on the interface for life. If you don't like where you are and you want to go somewhere else, learn how to build systems for everything from your diet to your career to your social life, fitness, everything. Stacking. The idea that if you intelligently add new talents, you become not just a little bit better, but exponentially better because talents really explode your capability.
Boom!
And your options. So
this
is one of the biggest buttons on the interface to reality. It feels like it works. It feels like it works.
How often do you find yourself singing that or thinking about that line?
Like it works.
I do all the time. I'm always thinking about that line. Feels like it works. If it feels like it works.
Feels like it works.
Feels like it works. Keep doing it.
Interface.
To reality. Members time got the. We know what members time got now. Members time got the, what was it? A mask and assigned meaning Meditations Volume 2. Oh man, so you put it together. You can do that, right? You can pick a thing and then add a thing to check out, right? So you could say, exactly, you could go, I want to be a benefactor. And then at checkout, you could also add a mask and, a signed CD to your bundle. You could totally do that. That's smart. No less than I would expect.
Interface.
Chinchilla Manila says, where'd you find this? Exactly.
It feels like it works.
I did Chinchilla in Manila confirm?
Works.
Jordan B from SK says, my fake kids think I'm cool.
It feels like it works.
That's very important in life.
If
your kids should respect you and think you're very cool.
It feels like it works.
Members Time says, I need the mask next to my monolith. Exactly, me too.
It feels like it works.
Exactly. Something is working here, says Dewey Evans. Exactly.
It works.
Members Time says it feels like it works. Shaky says it feels like it works. Exactly. It feels like it works. It feels like it works.
It feels like it.
Keep doing it. Chilbert. Exactly. Exactly.
Interface.
Chinchilla in Manila doesn't want to tell me the name of the song. I'm just going to pick one. I'm going to pick a song from Clockwork Owls. You said you want Clockwork Owls.
Feels like it works. Interface.
I can't play the whole thing.
It feels like
play this song.
It feels like it works.
Play this song.
It feels like it works. Interface to reality. It feels like it works. It feels like it works. It feels like it works. Interface to reality. It feels like it works. It feels like it works.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hear the brass and the drum as they get closer. And it begins as a sound, very interesting. It begins as a sound, and as it gets louder, there comes a point where imperceptibly it becomes visible. And then all I can say is it gets bigger. Just like someone marching toward you through three-dimensional space. Marching toward you through three-dimensional space. And so it goes from being a little phenomenon on the horizon of your awareness to you're there, you're with them, you're playing the tuba, you're marching along. It's happening. It's happening. And then they sort of peel off and march away and leave you in the same way they came. The archetype of this phenomenon, as far as I can tell, is the archetype of the circus.
Terrence.
If you analyze what the circus
emoji
is, it's a closed
delightful
environment of permitted outrageousness.
Oops.
That roves the straight.
Why didn't you tell me I wasn't on the screen? I didn't change my scene.
And then another, and then another.
How are you going to go and out like that?
And it's a thing of wonder and light. And carny people are loose. They're not like
right, no.
You and me.
Yeah.
A little town I grew up.
We here.
Every 4th of July, the carnival would come to town for cherry day. We kids were told we couldn't stay out after 9 o'clock when the carnival was in town because there was just this aura. More liquor was being consumed, more people were staying up late, so forth and so on. And if you analyze the circus, it has all the elements of the DMT thing. I mean, there's the center ring. Psilocybin mushrooms, called the mushrooms of language, describes them as self-performing acrobatic. It's so grammar. This is clearly the same thing. It's a wonderful place for children, but it has behind that a dark side. My own earliest reminiscence of what I could call erotic awareness. I must have been very, very young, under 3, because I was being held by people, and I was taken to a circus, and there was a woman there in a tiny G-string costume, spinning, hanging by her teeth. And it was all there. And it was all there. And it was all there. I got it. So there's all that in the circus, but then there's also the wiggy side, you know? Bearded lady, the goat-faced boy, the thing in the bottle, that's the circus. The circus. DMT is, somehow, the cosmic circus. The circus. The circus. The cosmic circus. It's all just the main event. And then the circus packs up and leaves, and everything is the same, except there's some paper blowing around the moon. And every little boy and girl with their synchrons to run on and join the circus. So this is the archetype of DMT, completely self-contained, transformative world filled with all kinds of implications.
Yeah, big shouts out to Chinchilla in Manila for getting me to play that. Kind of. Because I haven't listened to that probably since I made it, I don't think. I don't think I've ever played it on a stream. And I don't think I've listened to it since I made it. And it's delightful, isn't it? Literally popping and bubbling around. It sounds exactly like what it's talking about. Delightful. And it's interesting, you know, point he makes about the nature of the circus. And it's interesting when one considers what's happening with our society. It seems that the whole of the society is being transformed into the circus. The freak show and the carnival. And the lunacy and the degeneracy and the fear of violence and being carried away. Wow. Morgan was says be me, play Minecraft, feel like I barely escaped that fate, and I have friends who didn't. Shit, me too, man.
Friday about 6 p.m. in my room playing Minecraft, Dad comes in. Hey buddy, any plans for the weekend? No, not really, no. Why don't you go out with some friends? It's a nice night.
It's a nice night.
Conversation continues for another 5 minutes. Dad asks about girls and my friends. I try to dodge around admitting I have no friends and no experience with girls. But he knows. But he knows. Okay, buddy. Just let me know if you ever want to ride somewhere. Or you can borrow my car anytime you want. Pats me on the shoulder and leaves. Get back to Minecraft. After a few minutes, feel thirsty. No drinks in my room. Venture out to the kitchen. Hear my dad in the living room, crying. Look around the corner. He's looking through photo albums and pictures of me. Hey, Dad. He looks up, trying to hide that he was crying. I'm going out with some friends. Can I borrow the car? 50 smiles, the happiest smile I've seen in years. Sure thing, buddy. He gets up and hugs me, tears in his eyes. I get dressed, get in the car and leave. I drive to an empty parking lot in an industrial area. I go to sleep in the back seat. Return home the next morning. Pretend I was out with friends all night. Dad hugs me again. I've been doing this almost every weekend for months now.
Song, yeah. Isn't it Historian on vocals? Be Me playing Minecraft from the Be Me EP. Lucy the Lion High just dropped a sub. Shouts out to you, you bad man. You beautiful man. You bad motherfucker, you.
It's a beautiful day to be alive here at the peak of recorded human civilization.
Mike Smith in LA wants to hear You Become What You Think About and wants to know where is the Strangest Secret in the World album. Yeah, that's being sorted out behind the scenes. The situation. The business is being sorted out. So we'll let you know when we have the official release date for that, but I will play you this. I'll play you this right now because you act so nicely.
We become,
yeah.
What we think about,
yeah.
We become what we think about.
What we think about.
We become what we think about.
What we think about.
Say that again. Say that again.
We become what we think about.
History, the great wise men and teachers, philosophers and prophets have disagreed with one another on many different things. It is only on this one point that they are in complete and unanimous agreement. Listen to what Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman emperor, said. He said, a man's life is what his thoughts make of it.
A man's life is what his thoughts make of it.
Disraeli said this. Everything comes if a man will only wait. I have brought myself by long meditation to the conviction that a human being with a settled purpose must accomplish it, and that nothing can resist a will that will stake even existence for its fulfillment.
Say that again.
We become
things are possible to him that believe him. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale said this: "This is one of the greatest laws in the universe. Fervently do I wish I had discovered it as a very young man. It dawned upon me much later in life, and I found it to be one of the greatest, if not my greatest, discovery outside of my relationship to God. And the great law, briefly and simply stated, is that if you think in negative terms, you'll get negative results. If you think in positive terms, you will achieve positive results. That is the simple fact which is at the basis of an astonishing law of prosperity and success. In three words, believe and succeed."
Believe and succeed. Believe and succeed.
Believe and succeed.
Shout out to Mike Smith in LA, who asked for that. I like that people pay attention. I like that you all are paying attention. Oh, Nightingale there, and we'll let you know when the album is cleared to go. What we think about. Insight of the Ages says, "I just got laid off." Good! Good! Exactly good. Good. That's an opportunity for you to really picture in your mind your ideal circumstance and make that shit real. And we know you can, because you're a bad motherfucker and you've done it before. You've done it before. I know you're going to do it again. This next one's called Transcendence to Suffering. It's Chinchilla and Manila Chess. Take a G. Bop, bop. Bop, bop. Hey.
He's gone. Life is as kind as you let it be. Broadcasting live from the peak of recorded human civilization.
We're listening to
Akira.
Every social animal, and even many animals who aren't social, are embedded in a dominance hierarchy. The dominance hierarchy has a structure. We couldn't call it a dominance hierarchy. Hierarchy A, B, C, thousands of them across thousands of years. What's central to all of them? That's the pyramid of value. What question do you need answered about the pyramid of value? What's at the top? Because that's the ideal. That's the eye at the top of the pyramid. The golden Buddha in the lotus. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as the crucifix. Transcendence of suffering. 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 The voluntary acceptance and therefore transcendence of suffering. These are not arbitrary ideas. They're deeply, deeply rooted in biology. Culture. They're as deeply rooted in biology as the dominance hierarchy is rooted in biology. And we already know the answer to that. The dominance hierarchy has been around for 350 million years. It's a long time. You don't get to just brush that off and say, well, morality is some sort of second order cognitive problem. It's like, no, it's not. You have a counter at the bottom of your brain that keeps track of where you are in terms of your status. And it bloody well regulates the sensitivity of your emotions. So if you're at the bottom of the hierarchy, clinging on to the world, everything overwhelms you. That's because you're damn near dead, and so everything should overwhelm you. You've got no extra resources. You're sunk. And if you're nearer the top, then your serotonin levels go up. You're less sensitive to negative emotion. You're less impulsive. You live longer. Everything works in your favor. Your immune system functions better, and you're oriented at least to some degree towards the medium and long-term future. And you can afford that because all hell isn't breaking loose around you all the time. So then the question is there a way of being that increases the probability that you're going to move up dominance hierarchies? Well, that doesn't seem to be a particularly provocative proposition. The same thing as the crucifix. And that has to do with something like the voluntary acceptance and therefore
Okay, so back to Jung.
See, Jung believed that once we had stopped populating the cosmos with gods, that they went inside. Think about it this way. Archaic person looks at the sky, uses his imagination to populate the sky. What's the sky? Well, it's the constellations. It's the domain of the gods.
Well, why?
Because the gods are what are out there beyond your understanding. Well, that's what you see when you look up at the sky. So you populate the night sky with figures of your imagination. So the gods are the things that you broadcast out of your imagination and see spread over the world. The contents of your unconscious are manifesting themselves when you encounter the unknown. It's exactly what it is. How else could it be? You're projecting your fantasy onto what you don't understand. That's how you start to cope with what you don't understand. You populate the unknown with deity. Where did they come from? They came from your imagination. Well, what happens when you take them out of the world? Do they disappear? No, they just go back into your imagination. That's the same motif as rescuing your dead father from the belly of the whale.
Belly of the whale. Belly of the whale.
Rescuing your dead father from the belly of the whale.
Belly of the whale.
Belly of the whale. Rescuing your dead father from the belly of the whale.
Belly of the whale.
Into your imagination.
It's a beautiful day to be alive here at the peak of recorded human civilization.
Into your imagination. Into. Andrew Pulbert!
I want to tell you something else. And I want to make this clear.
Clara!
Just listen. Just listen. I'm not just talking. So you know, I'm not just talking. I'm doing. And I don't want you to just listen. Put this information to work. Make today count every day.
Go! Go!
Go forward. Get aggressive and attack. Whether it's on the battlefield or on the beat, or in the factory or on the farm or on the construction site or on the website, in the garage or in the firehouse, don't hesitate.
Black and Blue Fan says, I played this for my father-in-law. He said, wow, I wish my kids were as with it as you. He listens to Work by Paul Harvey to get hyped. Now. What a G. Family of G's. What's up, Sway? Marcus Aurelius to the spaceship. Let's go.
Speak with the heart and vanish the objects in the world in the memory of them in time. Of them in time. Speak with the heart of them vanish the objects in the world in the memory of them in time. Nature with the things our senses experience, especially those that entice us with pleasure or frighten us with pain, or are loudly trumpeted by pride. To understand those things, how stupid, contemptible, grimy, decaying,
dead they are.
That's what our intellectual powers are for.
Speak with the heart of them vanish, the objects in the world, in the memory of them in time.
Understand what those people really amount to, whose opinions and voices constitute fame, and what dying is, and if you look at it in the abstract and break down your imaginary ideas of it by logical analysis, you realize that it's nothing but a process of nature, which only children can be scared of, and not just a process of nature,
but a necessary one.
Speak with which all of them vanish, the objects in the world, in the memory of them in time. How that part is conditioned when he does.
You're listening to Akira, the Don, artist, DJ, wave lord, and architect of the Meaning Wave universe.
Yeah, that was a very good point. Thank you, my friend. Nice one, Sway. That was a good choice. CH earlier in the chat, I forgot, said, where are the Marcus masks? I've been looking on the website. I cannot see them. Where are they? Oh, well, this one is on my face. This is my one. And if you want your own replica of this beautiful mask, it's not on the website. Well, I mean, it is on the website if you go to the website and then click onto the IGG campaign. It's on the IGG campaign, CH. You want to go here. So if you're on the website, you go, oh, look at me, I'm on the website. And then you click that. Oh, yeah, look, there's that beautiful mask. Then you go here. And you do what Members Time did earlier, right? And you get the mask. You can get it here as part of a bundle with CDs. Or if you scroll down here, right, it's there. It's there, there it is, look, you can get it. It's beautiful. Hand-painted bio thingy bob. What is it? What's that shit called? Yeah, exact replica of that one in the Louvre, you see. 3D printed and with thingy bob. Sustainable bio PLA plastic. Undergoes extensive sanding to achieve a smooth surface before painting. Then meticulously hand-painted by a professional artist. Alright, so if you want that, you get it as part of the campaign. It's not in the shop, on the website, like a t-shirt. It's as part of the IGG campaign. So go there and get it there. It's legendary. Like, not many people in this world have things like this. Only a few. Only a few can be this cool. Alright, so that's what's up. Shouts out to y'all. Whoa. Meaningwave Super Request Show. Alright, how dope can that be? This dope. Who wanted this? I think this was our recently sacked homie who wanted this. Let me just check in case my memory is incorrect. I got to go to fan funding in the thing, and then I can see the messages that you sent in a handy place. A handy thing. Insight of the Ages. It was. It was our friend Insight of the Ages, who is excitable, who's in an excellent position because he's about to have some whole new shit come into his life. You know, if you want something to come into your life, you've got to make room for it. So that might mean you need to get yourself sacked. All right? You might have to get yourself sacked. If you want, like, a cooler thing to be doing with your time, you got to create room for that shit to come in. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like that. That's the truth. Shouts out to you all. Black and Blue Finn says, mask would look great mounted on a wall with a black light. Exactly. It's a beautiful art piece. You should definitely get 7 and mount them on the wall.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Or at least don't lie.
At least. Godspeed, Steve Harvey. Godspeed, Steve Harvey.
Do not do things that you hate.
Yeah. Why did I just think of him, huh?
Act so that you can tell the truth about how you act. Pursue what is meaningful. Not what is expedient. If you have to choose,
be the one who does things
instead of the one who is seen to do things. Pay attention. Assume that the person you are listening to might know something you need to know. Listen to them hard enough so that they will hear it. Plan and work diligently to maintain the romance in your relationships.
That's a big one. Diligently.
Be careful who you share good news with. Be careful
who you share bad news with.
Make at least one thing better. Every single place you go. Imagine who you could be, and then aim single-mindedly at that. Do not allow yourself to become arrogant or resentful. Try to make one room in your house as beautiful as possible. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday. Someone else is
today.
Work as hard as you possibly can on at least one thing and see what happens. If old memories still make you cry, write them down carefully and completely. Maintain your connections with people. Do not carelessly denigrate social institutions or artistic achievement. Treat yourself as if you were someone that you are responsible for helping. Ask someone to do you a small favor so that he or she can ask you best for you. Do not try to rescue someone who does not want to be rescued. And be very careful about rescuing someone who does. Nothing well done is insignificant. Your house in perfect order before you criticize
the world.
Dress like the person you want to be. Be precise in your speech. Stand up straight.
Stand up straight.
With your shoulders back. Don't avoid something frightening if it stands in your way. But don't do unnecessarily dangerous things. Do not let your children do anything that makes you dislike them. Do not transform your wife into a maid. Do not hide unwanted things. That opportunity lurked where responsibility has been abdicated. Read something written by someone great. Pet a cat when you encounter one on the street. Do not bother children when they are skateboarding. Write a letter to the government. If you see something that needs fixing, and propose a solution. Remember that what you do not yet know is more important than what you already know. Be grateful. In spite of your suffering.
It's hard when one lowers one's guard to the vultures. Now may I regard it, the torture is harsher and smarter. Seems humbling down. Tumbling down, seeing tumbling down, tumbling down, tumbling down.
That's why I thought of it. That's why I thought of Steve Harvey. Godspeed, Steve Harvey. Thank you for everything. I've been listening to Steve Harvey music all my life, and I'm sure I always will. He passed. He went on to the next adventure yesterday. Yeah? And so I'm grateful to have had his work in my life, you know?
I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. No!
Deleted this message. How do I do
fear.
That?
Fear is the mind killer.
Well, shit.
I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. With fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. I must not fear. killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone,
there will be nothing. Only I will remain.
You've heard of animals chewing off a leg to escape a trap? That's an animal kind of trick. A human would remain in the trap, endure the pain, feigning death that he might kill the trapper and remove a threat to his kind.
Going out to Mason, I accidentally deleted your message. So you'll get a refund.
Yeah! Yeah!
Nukes in the chat for that Dune Way! Hey!
The switch had been turned off. The pain stopped. Enough. Take your hands from the box, young human. Do it. He jerked his hand from the box, stared at it astonished. Not a mark. No sign of agony on the flesh. He held up the hand, turned it, flexed the fingers. She sniffed. A human can override any nerve in the body. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing.
Dune Wave, Dune Wave, Dune Wave, Dune Wave.
It's a beautiful day to be alive. We give thanks to the ancestors for the miracle they bequeathed us. We vow to not squander this hitherto unimaginable opportunity. Meaning Wave.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew this guy. He'd been in a motorcycle accident and it really ruined him. And he was like a linesman, you know, working on the power. And he was working with someone who had Parkinson's disease and they had complementary inadequacy.
That's a good point. We haven't done the international high five. Now, I already know you all are international. I know some of you are in Canada. Some of you are in America. Some of y'all in other places. So we can do this without having to ask any kind of questions at all. And we could just lock it in, you know? We can just lock it in like Jews, all right? But it is important that we do it. Because if we don't, we do not distribute the energy in the correct fashion, you know? All right, so what you got to do... Yeah. That's it. You got cocked back. And you gotta... Right, so you cocked back like that, right?
Dawn is good.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Hyper! There you go, baby. You didn't even hold that. Rawr. Bow, bow. You get it? Are you getting all that redistributed energy from all the homies locked in across space and time? Does it feel good? Do you feel it cursing through your shit? Ow. Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Let's go.
I knew this guy. He'd been in a motorcycle accident, and it really ruined him. And he was like a linesman, you know, working on the power. And he was working with someone who had Parkinson's disease, and they had complementary inadequacies. And so two of them could do the job of one person. So they're out there fixing power lines in the freezing cold, despite the fact that one was 3/4 wrecked with the motorcycle accident. The other one had Parkinson's. It's like, that's how our civilization works. There's all these ruined people out there. They've got problems like you can't believe. Off they go to work. Can do things they don't even like. And look, the lights are on. My God, it's unbelievable. It's a miracle. Look, the lights are on. It's a miracle. It's unbelievable. It's a miracle. Look, the lights are on. It's a miracle. It's unbelievable. And we're so ungrateful. College students, postmoderns, they're so ungrateful. You know, they don't know that they're surrounded by just a bloody miracle. A miracle that all this stuff works, that all you crazy chimpanzees that don't know each other can sit in the same room for 2 hours sweltering away without tearing each other apart, because that's what chimps do. Without tearing each other apart, because that's what chimps do.
Tearing each other apart, because that's what chimps do.
It's a miracle. Look, the lights are on. It's a miracle. It's unbelievable. It's a miracle. Look, the lights are on. It's a miracle. It's unbelievable. It's a miracle. Look, the lights are on. It's a miracle. It's unbelievable. It's a miracle. Look, the lights are on. It's a miracle. It's unbelievable. So, anyways, so, what happened? Well, I made some videos and I got to the bottom of some things, at least as far as I can tell. So I told you what the bottom is. Then I got this idea about what you might do about it, which isn't my idea. It's not my idea. It's an old, 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 old idea. It's far older than Christianity. It's the oldest story of mankind. It's old. Get yourself together. Transcend your suffering. See if you can be some kind of hero. Get yourself together. Transcend your suffering. See if you can be some kind of hero. Get yourself together. Transcend your suffering. See if you can be some kind of hero. Make the suffering in the world less.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the way forward, as far as I can tell. If there is any way forward. And that's what it looks like to me. So, that's it.
That last one was chosen by Free Consciousness. Shouts out to you. Thank you to everyone who's been here tonight. Banger. Banger! If you just-
Discovering life, anything better than justice, self-control, truth and courage in this life, anything better than a mind satisfied. They succeeded in enabling you to unquestion, not satisfied, satisfied to accept what's beyond his control. If you discover in life, anything better than justice, don't let go, don't let go. Anything better than that, embrace it without reservation. To the fold, but if nothing higher is revealed, then the very divinity that's within you, the thing that's injected itself to all your appetites, examines all your thoughts as the courage is to say, detach yourself from sense and submit it to your God's time, cares for all mankind. And if you find there's nothing of greater value than this, you will do nothing else but anything that might lead you astray, might tempt you off the path and leave you unable to devote yourself to the honor, the goodness, the issue, the glory. It would be wrong, wrong for anything to stand in the way. The applause of the crowd, be the power, be the pressure. All my seems to be compatible with air for a while, but suddenly they control us.
It's
if
the way.
If we discover in life anything better than justice, self-control, truth and courage in this life, anything better than mine, satisfied. They succeeded in enabling you to our questionality and satisfied to accept what's beyond his control. If you discover in life anything better than justice, don't let go. Don't let go. So at your own free will, pick the better and stick to it. And what's best is for the better, but that's what manifests me as a rational being. As a rational being, that is not know. Just say so. Stand your ground without making a show. Just make show. You make a choice that won't betray you. If you discover in life anything better than justice, self-control, truth and courage in this life, anything better than mine, satisfied. If you succeed in enabling you to break rationality and satisfied to accept what's beyond his control. If you discover in life justice, don't let go, 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 don't let go.
Don't let go.
Broadcasting live from the peak of recorded human civilization.
You're listening to
Akira the Don.
Yeah, there you go, baby. That was the Meaning Wave Live Super Request Show. Boom! What a banger that was. That was Better Than Justice, Akira the Don, Marcus Aurelius from Meditations Volume 2. That song will be on all DSPs this Friday. Or Thursday midnight, however you wanna, however you pass that shit where you be at. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And if that ain't nice, I know what is. And yeah, that's cool. In it, that's cool. So yeah, then I'm gonna be flying to Texas this week to appear on Normal World, where I shall be performing something from that record. Oh yeah, more exciting. We have a campaign for that record running right now. We're raising funds to make amazing music videos for it, to promote it, to market it, and for me to take advantage of further opportunities to promote it, since going to the USA is bloody expensive, and maneuvering around the USA is bloody expensive. Yeah! Yeah, so if you feel in your heart that Meaning Wave is something that is useful to you and you want to support it, then you could do worse than heading to meaningwave.com, and clicking on that beautiful face and then going back in the campaign. Yeah. Thank you for being here. Big shouts out to our selectors tonight. Selectors. The people who selected the amazing tunes. And we had a lot of amazing tunes tonight. The Thingy Bob, the track listing will be in the description as always. And I noticed a bunch of you liked the visuals tonight. And there will also be the link for where the visuals came from. And the visuals came from... Shibbity Bob, Dibbity Bob. Where's it gone? Well, anyway, it'll be in the description. It will be in the description. Yes, it is. It's from Surrealism, the Surrealism channel, at Surrealism Today. And they've got loads of beautiful and terrifying and beautiful and terrifying in equal measure visual situations. And this is one of theirs that has been in the background of the spaceship, you know, very lovely. Anyway, so shouts out to them. Shouts out to those who selected tonight. JT the Lionheart, Walking Mall Poet, Chinchilla and Manila, Amanda Dances, Sway, Mike Can, Members Time, Insight of the Ages, Chad Comstock, Venice Beach Dub Club, what's up? Free Consciousness, Matthew Felty, Andrew Pullman, Matthew Morgan, Mike Smith in LA, and Sway. Did I mention Sway already? Yeah, but Sway came through again. Oh, and Mason, whose message I've deleted accidentally. Yeah! Shout out to all of you. Big up their bad man self. And we'll be back, you know, as soon as we can. Like I said, regular daily streaming will be not happening this week because I'm going to the USA. But tomorrow you'll be able to catch me on Chrissy Mayer's show. And Wednesday you'll be able to catch me on Normal World. And then I'll be back ASAP, all right? So you'll look after each other. If you want to hang out, there's a Discord for you, okay? Link is in the description. We've got a Discord. You all can hang out like little Fonzies and be chill, you know what I mean? And that would be nice. What else? Yeah, that's it, baby. That's it. That'll do for right now. Thank you all for being here. Another beautiful time hanging out with you all. Click the link in the description to support the Meditations Volume 2 campaign. We want to get this to the people, baby. They've got to hear this stuff. It's you know, it's life-changing stuff, as well you know. Thank you for the safe trip messages, you beauties. See you very, very soon. Woo, woo. Woo, woo. Woo.
MeaningWave.com. Because happiness is a side effect of meaning.